And what is going on, y'all? Once again, Unconventional Party is here. We got another episode. I'm going to be posting these, like, what's up? Let me see it now. We're going to go ahead and unscrew a Corona. Fuck that.
I literally take my key and pop it off.
I use my mouth.
I use a table. What?
She said she used her teeth.
Yeah, you're gonna need that. Yeah. That's not gonna work.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
I tried. Yeah, no problem.
Fries.
No problem.
What size?
I'm gonna look at the medium. Medium.
I want a. So everybody wants
to meet
him. Got it. Great.
I like that.
Anywho, as I was saying, I don't know exactly what episode this is. There's been multiple on here. The last one I posted on Facebook was that when I spoke to one of my old coworkers, Ryan. A very solid dude, has a lot of very interesting ideas about the world.
Oh my god!
I like listening to him speak.
It's
really cool. And of course, we are here again at my good friend Deontay's party. Well, it's a day. It's like a day party type thing. Decent amount of day drinking before 6 p.m. And speaking of which, one place that I look forward to going after the 6 p.m. period is over is I look forward to going out to places like the Foundry and the Warehouse on Watts here in Philadelphia, but I haven't exactly gone to that yet here in the city. Anywho, here we are. Black bag? You're looking for a black bag.
No, I was going to try to open it with the lighter.
Oh, here.
My freaking army friend taught me how to do that shit. Uh-oh. You remember, you met Austin,
Oh, no,
right?
Wait, I gave it to you.
What, you gave it to me?
The lighter.
The white guy.
What lighter?
The black lighter. Okay.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You won it.
Yeah, he needs it.
He was in the,
Dude. Oh, it's how long ago? You gotta, I gotta go on my
bag. No, because he asked me if I had a regular lighter, and I completely forgot.
I got a crackhead lighter. I'm sorry, I stole that.
He came back to go to school for free because that's what they do when you're in the military.
Dun 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 dun.
Maybe he probably did.
The United States Marines. What branch?
No.
What branch he joined? Or was he in?
Just
submarine. Oh, okay. Yeah. Basic boys. Hey, first one to fight. All right. Good on them. Good on them. Could never be me. I'm sorry. That's kind of crazy. Right. I'm like, yeah, you guys.
No, it costs more because you get three things.
Like, yes, you would make an extraordinarily cute body bag.
Why you make an extraordinarily cute body bag?
Like I said, I support the troops. Both my parents are military, but.
No.
Sorry.
Voila.
I promise I don't do crack. It's just a crackhead lighter. All right. And as we, I can get you. Can I get a fry? Yes, I'll get a fry too. Yeah, the beers are beers. Really? Are you an IPA gal?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. No, no. IPAs is like the extra. Yeah, like it, the gunshot wound to the stomach that you get from those.
Like, I like IPAs because they're strong, but I also don't like them because they're more than, but it has like fruity.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a tool.
Like, yeah. If I want beer, I want. Beer.
Right. Just something simple. Yeah, I feel you. Man. I mean, I'll drink, like, not a huge fan of Coronas. I mean, like, I drink them sometimes, but that's usually not the first choice because they are a little bit more pricey on the pricey side.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay.
I like these little mini ones, though, and they're really like,
yeah, nice. Yeah. In Virginia, they sell them like at every fucking corner store.
Yo, I remember I went to Virginia early summer with my family, and I went in there to get something, and I saw there's a whole like aisle for alcohol at a Family Dollar.
Yep.
I was like,
yep.
Anywhere, and it's super cheap.
Anywhere on almost any time.
Mm-hmm.
Depend, like for example, you can walk into a 7-Eleven just if you talk to. Yeah, the cashier or somewhere, like, can I just get the... And if they're not a dickhead, then they'll give it to you. But, like, that's one... Oh, now, in Virginia, since weed is decriminalized, at most, like, for example, like, a corner store over here, you could get, like, carts out of there, and they'll sell them for, like, 60. I'm like, wow. It's a paradise down there. I'm like, I gotta get back to Virginia, fucking... Yeah, that's where I'm from.
$2. Like, sorry, we fucked up.
How's it coming along? Oh, and it's... just open, the Corona is live.
Oh, it's broken, so it's like.
Oh, damn.
Can I hold that? just so I can use it for the
juice. Brian, is you getting a burger or something too, or are you just getting fries?
Yeah, and burger, no mayo.
Damn. Damn.
Okay, so you getting the bacon Zilla?
Sure.
So that's
one, two, three.
Oh, yeah. I just did it in sections. Usually it will come off in the top, but you can see where I bent it. Like, I just went in and just like, pressed. I put the bracket under and just pressed my
pressure. Boy, then, if we're just giving out food.
Again, once you hear that.
Can I get a
gas order? I hope y'all got y'all cash apps right now.
Yes, I do.
If I get a burger, I don't want everybody to eat it.
Sure, we'll do that. We'll do that. Then I won't get anything.
I have faith, and I was like, oh, there's a lot of shit on there. Never mind.
Oh, good.
$8.50.
Well, how much is the fries then?
Hold on. Let me get the burger order.
All right. Hey, boo, you're not doing a good job of coordinating this.
Five, six.
Yo, the ear in the back.
All right, ayo, right, boo. Right.
Diggy, drawling. Don't know how to make
fun. Right, right.
You could be a waiter for shit.
Right, right.
Fries.
Ayo, that shit is no joke. I'll never be a waiter again. I swear to God.
Oh, you were the waiter before?
I was a waiter multiple times.
Okay, well, oh, my God.
Yo, I promise you, the worst kind of people you get is motherfuckers who think, like, assume that, oh, yeah, this, I'm like, relax. This is an Applebee's. This is not some five-star, my steak is too, whatever. I was like, excuse me? Right, excuse me, my guy? Like, your steak, first your steak was too cold, now it's too hot.
Too hot?
I've had someone tell me a steak was too hot before. I was like, right. I was like, what? Right. Their rationale was because it's too hot, it must be like overcooked. And I couldn't fathom that. I was trying to like make it make sense in my head. And I look stupid as hell going back to the cook saying that.
If it was too overcooked, it would have just been burnt. It
wasn't burnt.
Then it wasn't burnt. All right.
Yeah,
just
no. It
was.
Yeah. Right. But that's the thing. I'm telling you, it's worse when it's black people that hit you with that. You'd be like, come on now. You'd be like, come on. Are you serious? Are you going to tip? No tip either? Damn. Well, I got.
Okay. Does someone have like $20 on Cash App? I give you the $20 and you cash app it to me.
Holy shit!
I'm crying.
Wait, why don't you just give him the 20?
I got.
Cause I already sent him 15.
Damn.
I mean, that would be smart, but if he don't, he need the money on the car so he can pay for the food.
Right.
Yeah. How much?
Just have this entire thing because.
How much is it? Side. How much is the fries that are mine?
Not near you.
Just in one spot. Cause and I don't like it to be on the floor, so I don't want to be moved. Like it's on the carpet, so it's fine. But I don't
know. So who's that over there?
Oh,
it is always Jesus. Say it again. Hallelujah.
All right.
Praise to the Most High.
The fries are $3.90, and then the
okay.
The bacon Zillas.
All right. I should have that.
$8.05. Thank you.
What's your Cash App, love?
It's Queen D.
So my money is
right. Yeah, no underscore.
You said the fries were how much?
I see you.
The fries were
$3.50.
I gotta go back. Yeah.
Yay.
$3.90.
I sent you $4.
Yes. See, you round up. I'm doing it anyway. I'm in the middle of it.
Right, because mine was 6 and 8, and I sent you 15. So it was like.
What you wanted on?
Leo Amal.
That's me. That's my stage name.
Oh, I'm with that.
Oh, I remember my debit card number. I'm an adult now.
Yeah, you
know. Yeah, I don't mind.
I don't know my Amazon.
Wait, you know your whole debit card number?
Yeah.
That's good. You're smart.
That's a lot.
Right. Well, I'm good at math and I remember numbers. So like everyone's number, I know by heart. Like once you give it to me, I kind of know it. And so once I see my credit card numbers, I just know it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get like you.
I can't confirm that.
He'd be like, huh, maybe. Where that card at?
Right.
Bring it back.
No, I'm just good with numbers.
You could tell me a 3-digit number once and I still fuck it up.
Yeah, I can. So if I tell you 1, 2, 3 right now, actually.
All right, well, that's a basic ass fucking number. All right, let's not go that far. All right.
What's the
You know what the fuck I mean, like 8:45 or something like that. I don't know. I fucked that up. I'd be like, what are you talking about?
429, remember that.
429, I'll try.
And I'm going to ask you in 10 minutes.
All right.
Do you remember your own phone number?
No. Oh, I know my own phone number because I know it by heart and I had to give it out so many times. I'm
but
sorry.
Zero phone numbers.
Yeah, zero phone. Like, maybe the important ones, but then after that, like, if you was like, who's
can
this number?
See, I'm not, I can only remember my mom's phone number by heart.
Right.
Yeah. Literally, I know mom my mom, my grandma.
Right. Because they made me, like, remember this fucking number. Oi. Wait, what? What's going on?
Everybody in position?
Yes. Yeah, are we chilling? Oh, we're watching Dragway.
Oh, watching Dragways.
Which one?
Either one.
Or. So glad I didn't drop this. Okay.
So we're going to play the commercial so we can ask questions or whatever.
Yes. Oh, yes. We are reinstating. Remember American Horror Story Night?
Mm-hmm.
We're reinstating those rules.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. No talk until the commercial come on.
Yeah, right. But can we comment? Mm-hmm. Can we comment?
Right. What if something comes in my head?
Or like, I mean, what if, I mean, what if I see a fit?
Don't
I'm
spark
like,
up a conversation.
Okay.
Don't ask no questions.
But what if I have a conversation
I'll open
with
my note.
Myself?
It's going to add my two cents. Like,
oh my god, you know, you can comment, but don't like, oh my god, this is an hour.
Can
like
I say
dress.
I don't like Candy Muse on
no,
her?
No, no.
Don't like her.
I do that by accident. Like, what if I think of something to say to Aaron and then
you
start
talking? Don't start no side comments. Because you're going to start missing shit. You got to pay attention. Okay?
I never miss stuff when I'm talking.
That's you don't miss stuff. The person you're talking to, which is always me, be missing shit.
Yeah, you just
heard it.
I
got
rewind.
All right, let's get started.
Bam.
All right, I see the fingers.
You did you just swap?
And Elliot.
No.
That means you're getting the pork chop.
Here we all are in the pork chop lounge. Who famously went home first? Is that what's gonna happen to all of us?
Attention, queens. You all have a chance to return to the competition. But first, you must give one of your fellow queens the chop. Let the voting begin.
Wait, for real, real?
How do, what?
This is crazy.
We all have a chance to stay, but we have to vote one of the girls in the room out the competition. That becomes overwhelming. What are we going to do?
I don't want to vote anyone off. I don't know any of you.
We literally just met.
None of us saw each other good things.
I don't know how to pick.
I mean, the only thing we know about each other is our first impression.
We have to vote someone off. This is a competition. This is what we signed up for. All right, bitches. It's about to go down. Each individual girl has to walk up to the box, select the lipstick with one of the girls' names on it, and drop it in the box.
We're going off of first impressions. I don't know you, sis, but where's the look? I don't see wow factor. Oh, I hate to be this shallow bitch, but
yeah,
I'm just not a fan of chicken feathers. Kamora and myself, we're both in ostrich feathers. And she's in the lower quality feathers.
First
so
of all, she
can
afford. I love her. First of all, she's gorgeous.
Meeny,
meeny, it's Elliot for me.
Unica, you gotta go.
Yeah. She's Bob Mackie can't afford.
She's
something to have to vote. I don't want to crush somebody's dream, and I definitely do not want my dream to be crushed. I'm scared that I could be voted out.
Attention, queens, in the pork chop loading dock. The votes are in. We have a tie between Elliot with two T's and Unica.
I liked her.
We have to do a tiebreaker. This time, we can only vote between Utica and Elliot.
I'm trying to fight for this crown, and I feel like my dream is slowly fading away.
As each queen goes up and chooses again, my heart just drops lower and lower as the queens pick theirs. I'm just dreading the worst.
There's a fucking strawberry in her hair. Come on.
I'm disappointed that it ended like this because I get sent home for something that I didn't have any say in or any power over. That sucks. And I feel like I've let my fiance down. And I'm 100% heartbroken. Oh my God.
Unfortunately, we had to vote somebody out, and it was Elliot. And while that's sad, it's also a joyous occasion because the less people here, the closer I am to the crown.
Yeah, the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race receives a 1-year supply.
Yeah, actually, no, I skipped them. I think because the rotation went around. We skipped, yeah.
I was never aware there was an actual rotation.
I don't know. I saw, I just put one in my head. I thought that was, okay. My fault. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be in order to nothing.
It's a new day. Last week was crazy. The twists and turns, I still don't even know what's going on, but I'm just happy to be here.
You guys, this is our, like, first kind of day.
It's official.
All that craziness, bitch. But...
Hello, winner circle.
Hello,
hey.
Winners.
There's high expectations now for us, now that we won the lip sync.
I wonder if I'm going to meet the other girls.
We already sent them home, that's it. And if they're saved, we went through that on our first day.
That's true,
that's shady.
I know, and if they're bad, they're going to have a vengeance, mama.
So whatever reason they happen to come back, it's us against them, because it's top six, the winner circle, and they can't take it from us.
That's
it. I want to see some bitches fight.
You gotta go. I'm ready for you to fight, bitch.
Not me!
Yeah, I'm Brooklyn.
But just over there, I'm causing trouble, and I'm just gonna get
you. Are causing trouble, Candy! Candy, you walk in the room and cause trouble. You captain trouble, honey.
In New York, Candy is known to
they're
be
all
like,
ugly
and bitchy and like trying to literally cause drama. It's just not my thesis.
We'll see.
We'll
see.
We'll
see.
We'll see.
See
you
later.
Oh.
Might as well. Might as well do her rotation now.
My queen, congratulations. I want to thank you for a job well done. Now is the time to guard your charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent from the fickle finger of fate. I don't think I know those words.
I'm so happy. He's living out every, like, white boy fantasy.
Not gonna fade you. Yeah, I feel that. I'm like, eh.
Before we get to know you officially, I want to introduce you to a fabulous queen who will be joining you in the competition. That's right. Someone I don't think got a fair chance last week. And I think she'll fit in with this group just right.
Oh, you're right. You fucked up the rule there.
I fucking knew it. I knew they was going to send her home. Back in the house. Yeah. But it makes sense.
What?
So they don't know.
This little angel twink walks in. I have no idea who it is, but I'm God. Elliot, with two T's. I thought I sent you home. We told you this season would be full of surprises.
Hello.
Why is this angel?
Why did you get to come back into the competition? You weren't one of the girls that won their lip sync during the first week.
What the? I sent that bitch back in. What's going on? Why is she back? And what did she do to get back here? Can you smell that? It's distrust.
Hey, Elliot.
Hello.
You went through it last week, but you are back to prove once again that losing is the new winning.
Hashtag Drag Race.
What?
Now, I want you all to really hear this. No queen is a loser on RuPaul's Drag Race. Victoria Porkchop Parker was the very first queen to ever be eliminated on RuPaul's Drag Race 13 years ago. And today, she is a living legend. Just ask anyone at the Golden Corral.
Shady, where's the band?
Were the first eliminated from their season.
Miss Banzi.
Only to return and reach new heights of international fame. Bracers, you signed up for a competition. Queens will be eliminated. But the moral of this fairy tale is simple. No matter what happens here, out there, or online, don't let anyone make you feel like a loser.
Hello. Yeah.
Why? Because you're a winner, baby. So let's get started.
Right.
Time to test your fashion skills. For your first mini challenge, you need to stomp the runway in two devastating looks. First, a ladylike daytime look. And second, a vampy nighttime look that says, I'm a whore. Can you pull that off?
Every day.
No. Okay, Glamazon, I'll see you on the runway. Let's go.
You're a linebacker. Our first mini challenge is a sickening runway show. My soul has completely returned to my body. I'm ready to compete. Girl, I get to pull out my looks. I get to model. Let's do it. Cue the music. Let's go.
Oh my God, I'm living my mirror fantasy.
I've always dreamt about getting ready in these workroom mirrors. It's making me so excited. I totally feel like the real competition is about to start. Start your engine, bitch.
Ooh, the melanin girls on this side.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Strong girl power.
Okay.
So, bitch, how you feeling about having a new bitch in
the competition?
I'm a little bit alpha because I like the top six.
I thought it was a key moment, too. But yeah. We should have known.
Bitch, what are you here to do? You spied on us. Bitch, RuPaul's at the mall. She thinks she's slick. But I already caught on to her game. Tina, how you feeling? Because you sent Miss Elliot home, correct?
Well, we obviously know that you can send somebody home, and here they are.
You never know.
I do not trust Elliot. Elliot the spy, honey. Well, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. Guess who I painted next to? Elliot.
Isn't it so crazy to think like you're a Rue girl?
Candy Muse, you've been saying you're a Rue girl for the last 6 years, so I don't want to hear it.
People call me an adjacent Rue girl before this, but that's because a lot of my drag family's been on Drag Race before. Aja's my drag mother, and Dahlia's my drag sister. So I walk into things thinking I'm already famous. So I may not be a Rue girl before this, but I'm gonna walk into like I am a Rue girl. You gonna think I'm a Rue girl?
But I have a question. It's something that I've noticed a lot in the past seasons. When girls come in and they instantly say, oh, my mom was on this season, whatever, this season, they usually go home early.
Oh?
Do you think that's going to affect you?
Your mommy
win.
No?
No? First of all, bitch, who is talking to you? Second of all, girl, I don't even know you. You don't just walk into the workroom, okay?
Because, like, Banshee came in and was like, I'm Alexis Mateo's daughter, went home. Dahlia, I mean, Aja's daughter, went home. Like, it's weird. It's interesting to me. You better break them all, sis. Elliot wasn't here. First time de-dragging, just snapping like that. Like, I think she is here to stir the pot a little bit. Aren't you worried that your sister went home first and you could go home first?
You might want to calm down, Miss Elliot, with two T's.
There ain't no girl I would just don't come for it if I don't know her.
I know it, because he was getting there too, I felt it. Mm-hmm, girl. You just walked me up. I don't know if Miss Elliot with two T's wants to prove to the other girls that she's a big bad wolf because she just walked into this competition, but I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, and that's focused on me because the pressure is definitely on because my sister Dahlia went home first on season 12, and I don't want to repeat history, so no ma'am.
Coming up, category is nighttime is the right time.
The bitch has arrived at the party, honey.
Bitch!
I know you denied this true.
What in the hell?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay, so does that mean that everyone else went home? The girls
no.
Went home?
No.
I thought they were going to do it like one season them, one season,
because
yeah.
It's like. Because of COVID.
No, they did the same thing last season. Remember, they had two different like premieres. There was the first.
They
set
do
of
the
girls.
Same thing with like.
No,
two,
no,
only
I
got
I know
season
too,
down.
But I'm like, are they going to continue the season going back and forth?
No party.
No,
they'll probably join them.
No party.
Yeah, I haven't seen season 12 yet, but they did it on season 6. Where
yeah,
like,
they did.
Right.
No, I knew it was going to be like that, but I'm just like, it's the rest of the competition.
Right,
gonna be all
right.
Like,
oh,
jeez.
I'm still fucking recording. It's still on 25 minutes here. I'm going to go ahead and stop this conversation.
Like, because I'm like, he came. Man, he obviously knows
so,
that they're still here.
Yeah, see you guys next time.
Well, Elliot wouldn't know
make
that.
Sure you
all
subscribe
that
to
back.
No,
because
in
Instagram,
the beginning, RuPaul was like,
as well as
return,
the Facebook page,
and
soon
and
right, Twitter,
so he knows
and YouTube. So,
well, yeah,
we're going to try to put this shit together
like,
and really make it into something. So,
right, but he knows that they're there.
Peace, guys.
Right.